Blog Talk Radio.
Let us breathe, let us live.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Davis, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
For the 2020 and beyond, what you want?
This just the whole with you, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland, the greatness that comes from the man. This just the whole with you, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland, the greatness that comes from the man. And it's the funky man, kicking it on 100 channels. Niggas put me in, I'm hard as Rocky Marciano. Man, my ankle swollen, I'm dodging all them thirst traps. These junkies think they hold it, but I know you ain't on that. And shout out all of my niggas getting it from Maryland to Flatbush. And big love to all my brokers, that's what really matters. That booty had me high, that booty had me like that born to school, that dudes are rolling too. That booty had me nice, I dashed that booty and her booty. But that booty had me twice, truly felt like I could change the world. That booty had me twice. I grew up, brought my crew up, and like in my doula, like a tula. These niggas bloom, bruh, I feel like a ruler or an emperor. Temporarily, instantly set the sun. They told me to repent and come and give me all this message done. It's just a road looking gully in the joint. If y'all niggas ain't talking about large money, what's the point? This just the whole with me, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland, the greatness that comes from the man. This just the whole with me, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland, the greatness that comes from the man.
This is not Amigo song, I ain't ad-libbing. Nostalgia feels I'm establishing. Thrift store nigga, but I mix it with the Raf Simmons. On the block getting mobbed by the pretty women. This ain't the Ryan Leslie show, you can't get a diamond. Fade away on all you hoes like Gianna Bryant. If I have a daughter, I would teach her how to kill the silence. Like a mama, but the same time still vibrant. Like how your daddy taught you, I knew that when you got older you was gon' drop 82. Get on any beat that they put me on, know the flow is cashew. And I was blessed by the holy one, I didn't have to let you.
Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your
the bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. The sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. My mama and I'll be your boy.
Original rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Monique, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella. Swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the street.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got semen furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the Aztec is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mic. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
Renaissance. Rap is renaissance. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat, combinated with rhymes, brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame and he came, but I'm the royal highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
You already know what time it is. It is Renaissance Poetry. We are back. I'm your host, Keith Derrick, the Renaissance Poet. This is our 3-year anniversary. And it's weird to say that we've been doing this for 3 years, but man, it's even crazier to say that you guys have been rocking with us for 3 years. You've been showing up for 3 years and spitting on this show for 3 years. Man, that's crazy. I didn't think I would be doing this. I got people that are listening right now that put me in a space to even do the show, and I was like, yeah, you know, they probably won't even show up. You know, people ain't thinking about poetry shows. And here we are, 3 years later, we're still rocking it. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to be doing this on this show and on the next show. We're going to try to make it bigger because, you know, I'm goofy like that. I wasn't even thinking about this being the 3-year show. I didn't even make a to-do about it. I didn't make a flyer. I didn't do nothing. But it's real. We've done it. We've been here for 3 years. We're going to go ahead and rock it out. So next show, we're going to really push it. Hopefully you guys will come out with some stuff. We're going to make sure that we interact in the event page because Kim got some ideas, and we're going to get that implemented. But with that being said, we're going to do what we can to do. So if you're new here on Renaissance Poetry, you can spit what you want to spit. We're not here to regulate. We're not here to put you in some kind of box. You don't have to answer, you know, questions about this, this, and that. That's not how we do it here. You come and you spit your best shit. And when I say your best shit, I'm not talking about something that you're going to impress me or Kim or whoever you think is listening. Whatever your best shit is, it's the kind of poetry that you're going to spit from the heart, that real solid, real good energy. This is what I want to spit. Poetry. That's what we want tonight. And we're going to reciprocate. We're going to give that energy right back to you. That's how we get down here at Renaissance Poetry. With that being said, we're going to see who number one is. This week, we're going to go to 240 in the building.
Hey, good evening, Renaissance Poet. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I am great. Lou Draws, how you doing, brother?
Bro. Happy anniversary, man. 3 years, man. Hard to believe, bro.
Already, man, it definitely is hard to believe, man, how we started and how we're finishing is still strong, man. You know, we came out the gate strong, and we've been doing it strong the whole time, man, and people like you keep showing up, man, so it's all love. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely, man, absolutely.
Already. With that being said, you know, I know who it is. I said Lou Draws, but, you know, let everybody know who we got on the mic tonight, who's number one tonight.
Yeah, you got Joseph Rubber Mind Dance up in the building tonight, y'all. Celebrating 3 years with the Renaissance Poetry family. Kim Rattler, man.
Already. That's what I'm talking about.
Sister Tirachi always in my mind. Hell yeah, man.
Already. Always, man. That's what's up, brother. We definitely appreciate that. And we appreciate how you keep coming through as number one. I know some people on the line right now mad because they thought they beat you, but they couldn't win. I don't know what it is that you keep doing, brother, but they can't beat you out.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to be here, man. It's a pleasure to be here, brother.
Already, so I'm going to let you do what you can to do, man. You're going to start the show off right. We already know how you do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Well, all right. Zodiac symbols, astrological philosophers, reading tea leaves and palms. Fortune cookie never done any harm.
discerning what I've observed and learning through trial and error, believing whatever truth felt good to me. At times, it's strictly a vibe. That one total stranger you danced with all night. I write about those nights when lonely won't do. But you won't do anything other than how you feel. Who's but a thought away from predator or prey? Have you ever prayed for something that good for you? Well, good for you. What is the dialect of approved? You know a fool when you hear one. But it's that dear one we coddle. We throttle the unworthy of praise. With sharp phrases, we say shit under the radar. We say shit to move hearts. Players be playing to get those parts unseen on screen normally. And I'll adjust the scene, triggering memories, trying not to strain a brain unworthy of my time. You know, the judgmental know-it-all kind. I know we're all blind to family, yet we bind with family. And at times that family all began as strangers. I like to try and reframe a frame of mind in no date and time, and poetry being one of a kind art form. Pretty girl she was. She's a beautiful lady now. There were no romantic dinners or having her chair pulled out. The sadness of her madness had her hair pulled out. She has all the right parts for all the wrong hearts. And instead of being heartbroken, she left her heart open. Forever given, yet treated like a token. She's yet to be awakened by those little heartbreaks. And she pays for the date. She pays for the waiting of someone to ask. She asks fast, and alas, she's courted by escorts, wannabe gigolos, wannabe max with weak prose. Whose verbiage disturbs the one who knows? She's more than laying prone, waiting by the phone for those shadow lovers of the unknown. Small town girl with the pick of the litter, not many with the skills or wit to get her. She won't cower and wither. She says, come hither, only to get the minds that slither. She's a little bit bitter until someone says, come here, girl. His interest runs deep because he's already peeped her delicate ways. He sees him and gotta stay. Amen to the good old days. But she's not easily swayed. For so long she's been played, toyed with, and oh boy, if this is truly the one she should be with, well, time will tell. Breakups and makeups and financial shakeups. And baby girl, you need to wake up. Smiling face is not the answer. And a thugged out, whack-ass rapper ain't going to romance you. Not even a mind dancer can set you free. He just knows what you need. The phone doesn't ring despite your deeds. You still initiate those simple things. Popcorn and a movie, a little dinner date. Can wait. Is it really a date? You're the only one who pays. Then that one day out of the blue, finally a gentleman approaches you. Your hair isn't done. Your face isn't made. He compliments your beauty, then asks you for a date. Dinner for two, maybe a movie. Who be the stranger hitting on you? See, you'll find out soon over a nice conversation. And you, coming out of those con artist relations, you say yes without hesitation. No date and time, maybe count your blessings. You've suffered enough over many life lessons, compliments and a handshake versus you and your wallet. Your heart is speaking, baby. I think it's time you follow it. Forget about the past, baby. You have a future suitor. I know this is something that you're not even used to. Time to let go, let God, and move on. May this be the first of many dates. Not just juice to get your groove on. Listen out for the smooth ones. The past is your proof on the many ways and days you've had your truth told. Believe in your energy. And poof, and gone.
You're out of line, Joe. You're out of line, brother. Just gonna come in here and just take over like that. Like, you supposed to start the show off right, but you ain't supposed to spit it like that, man. The energy in this spit, You was preaching. Where the pulpit at, man? Where the robe at? Like, you had that whole the congregation behind you type's poetry tonight. What is going on with you?
Hey, I'm feeling the need, bro.
Look here, my man said, the sadness of her madness had her head pulled out. Instead of being heartbroken, she left her heart open. But, you know, there's a line here that I'm going to need you to give me back. When you started off that line saying the judgmental know-it-all kind, you just went in right after that. We got the collection plate ready for you. Go on, give me that one.
let me get you. Okay. Let me give it to you. So you know a fool when you hear one, that if that deer once be coddled, we flout the unworthy of praise with sharp phrases. We say shit under the radar. We say shit to move hearts, and players be playing to get those parts on unseen, on screen, and normally. I was just the same, trigger the memories, trying not to strain a brain unworthy of my time. You know, the judgmental know-it-all kind. I know we all blind to family, yet we bind with family, and at the times that family all begin to strain you. I like to try and reframe the frame of mind.
All right, brother. That line right after, man, when you just went in after judgmental kind, talking about family. But this piece here, I'm getting the feeling that you're talking about poetry itself. Help me out. Am I hearing you right?
Well, I'm talking about life in general. This was the part above it, that was written in poetry, but then I just took it to apply it to a real life situation.
Gotcha. Okay. I see what you did, man. You did your thing, brother, as always. You always start us off right, man. We love how you come through with that energy, man, and everybody follows suit. You are the ultimate show starter, brother. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you for having me, man.
Already.
Congratulations. Next show, man.
Three of them. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
Already. That's Joe, the verbal mind dancer, coming through. Lou Draws doing his thing on the mic. We can go to the next caller. We got 424 in the building.
What's happening, brother?
What's going on with you, man? You tried it again, but he got you. He got you, man.
Yeah, he beat me at the tape again.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Joe got a special relationship with the Blog Talk lady, I think.
He got to. But that's all right. I don't mind coming out. I don't mind coming in after Joe. It makes me stand up and get my stuff right.
Already, you got to be right when you come after Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate you coming back as always, man. You've been rocking with us for a while, bro, so we salute you for that, man.
Hey, congratulations to y'all on number 3. There's been many who have come and gone, but y'all still here. And for that, I salute you.
Already, man. It's all love. It's all love. That being said, man, I know you came through to do your thing, you know? So I'm a let you do it. Press mute like it's yours.
All right. I want to ta-ta you, baby. I thank you. I want to ta-ta you, baby. I thank you. Hey, baby. Come sit next to me. Take your socks off. There's something I want to do with you. For you. No, not Netflix and chill. I want to ta-ta you. You see, I'm an old school brother. My job is to satisfy you totally and completely, from the top of your head to the bottom of your pretty little feet. I want to ta-ta you. Let me touch areas never touched before. Let me ta-ta you. Let me taste areas never tasted before. A slow and easy way to your pearly gates. Let me show you the things I can do to you, for you. I just want to ta-ta you. Thank you. That's a peace.
Brother, I know I did not just hear. David? Is that you? David
mm-hmm.
Ruffin? Is that you, David Ruffin?
I hope not.
And
David
came through. And it came through with the Temptations. And man, wait a minute. Anthony Alder did not get on this mic and say, "Let me taste areas never." Hold on, I can't even do it. Hold on, I gotta bring somebody else here. Hold on.
Yeah, I was listening. Let me tell you something. As soon as I heard that cadence get all smooth and velvety, like I said, wait a minute, okay?
You can't call me velvety pipes no more. No mo.
Oh no, you are the original Velvety Pipes, but you gotta admit that cadence. He went from talking, you know, real nice and easy to you.
Yeah.
Soon as he did the spitting, I was like, hold up.
Wait a minute. My man said, let me taste areas never tasted before.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
Why was I looking around my room? My lights got dim all of a sudden. I was like, wait a minute. My lights was just on. Lights then got dim. I'm like, hold up. He set the whole ambiance. He said, I'm an old school brother. I like to satisfy you totally and completely. That, you better let them know, Anthony Arnold. Let these youngins know what time it is totally and completely. This is.
See, that's why
that.
I had to bring somebody else in, because I can't even do nothing with it, bro. I had to bring her in on that. Because you hit us with David Ruffin, you know, the Temptation moves.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the moves. Then you hit us with the Secret Garden.
He was
hit
real
us with the Secret Garden. Let me
real
take care.
I was like, man, okay.
What a man. Like, you hit us with, come on, bro.
Don't start that, because that's the favorite part of that song.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm. Sing more bad
I bet it is.
I'm just saying.
Hey, look at him. He ready. Watch him come back with a poem.
Let him know.
Watch him come back with
you
a whole very white poem. Yeah, he's coming back with a whole very white
poem.
Yeah,
he's going to have a poem
tonight.
He's going to have a poem ready tonight.
He's going to tag everybody in it because he's ready. Everybody going to see that poem tonight. You have to dig me. Everybody see that poem tonight.
I'm going to behave. At least I'll wait until tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Keith, that's not even doing us justice, because tomorrow is only 3 hours away.
You're right. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be good for 3 hours.
For 2.5 hours.
Well, you got to remember, I'm on the West Coast, so I still got some time.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I keep forgetting 2 hours behind us. Okay.
That sounds like excuses to me.
Mhm. He set us up with that cadence, though. I knew as soon as he came with that cadence, I was looking around my room like, wait a minute, I knew what time it was. I dug that show. Mm-hmm. That was right with the vibe, the energy that I'm feeling of the show, the music that we were playing on the show, and then some to come. Like you and Joe always know exactly what to do to fit so well. That's why we love y'all as Renaissance family, man. Thank you for sharing this and coming through on our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah, I didn't know, but I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do a good job on it. That's why we're gonna keep it rocking on the next show. We're gonna keep it rocking on the next
show.
Yeah,
you can blame Keith for that. You can blame him for that.
Yeah, I'll take blame. Okay. I'll take blame.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't say nothing to him or nothing, you know. Mm-hmm.
All right, so thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, man, for coming through.
All
right.
Oh, no problem. Right quick, I got an announcement.
All right.
The 22nd of June, my fifth book came out called The Traveler and other short stories. I'll put it in the event page, but that's
please
number
do.
Five for me. So
okay.
Please do. Congratulations.
Keep, that's a big deal right there.
The Lord keeping me going for something.
Hey, there you go. Put that on the event page.
I know that's right. Congratulations on
your
fifth book.
Oh. Thank you, ma'am.
You're so welcome.
That was Anthony Arnold doing his thing, coming through. We had Kim. Kim had to come through. I couldn't handle that one, Bob. I couldn't even say nothing. Bring in the next caller. We got 410 in the building.
Good evening. It's Rain.
Oh, where's the thunderclouds at? I ain't seen no rain. What happened? Where you been at?
I've been around transitioning, moving.
Okay.
I'm finally getting a little settled. I'm back in D.C. area, Maryland. So it feels good to be home.
Congratulations to you.
Happy anniversary to y'all. Yeah, I think I must have started coming to your show not long after you started it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, MC Hilton showed up, and you know. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that's how I found out about y'all. So, yep. 668.
Yeah, what's up, yeah. Yep, indeed.
Nobody
appreciate
does it like y'all. Nobody does it like y'all. This is the vibe over here. So.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to us. Cause I'm telling you, we need y'all as much as y'all say y'all need us. That energy, it really is reciprocation. It really is family. It really is love. And, you know, a lot of weeks we look forward to the show because we need that. We need that. It's like a reset. So definitely, you know, the major things for us to continue this show. And every time you guys give us these accolades, it just, you know, it steams us on. You know, we want to keep going because, you know, we love what we do here. And this is all about the love of poetry. So definitely appreciate that. So how have you enjoyed the show so far? You know, it just started, but it's already some, like,
you know what? I was a minute and a half after. And somehow I got beat out by Joe and Anthony. But it's all good.
Hey.
You know, I was just...
Hey. Those brothers been at work for this. Look, they don't be playing.
They came in the door swinging, which is good because they got it all. You know, I haven't written it. I still haven't written. This isn't anything new, but I think I've only shared it one time. But I was like, I'm glad that they started it off and they brought all that energy. And then Cambrella came in here with all that energy. Cambrella, I love your energy. Came in here with all that. And so I'm excited just to
that's
be in the
man,
presence. It's been amazing.
That's what we try to do, man. Y'all get us right. Y'all get us together. And we try to do the same for y'all. We appreciate it. So, that being said, you know, it's been a minute since we heard you spit. Glad you came through. So, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is titled, I Need a Love. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, saying, Joe, we all need love, even you. When will you allow someone in, let someone really, really see you? You spent decades pulling shards of shattered vows and weak promises from crevices hidden from the naked eye, watching as your pores bled memories as they recall how you emptied yourself into unworthy vessels, generously poured until they overflowed in your well, Randra. You spent years building walls so you could tend to the wounds that you pretended never existed. Spent years taking cover, hiding from, running from anything that resembled someone taking an interest. There's an Anise Nin quote that says, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So perhaps it's time to retire the hard shell. Let someone feel the softness of your petals, smell the beauty of your full bloom. Time to trust someone. A worthy one, with the fullness of you, to show you what genuine love feels like, maybe even for the first time. Let him embrace you fully so you can melt into the place of comfort and healing and intimate connection. Energy. Let him fill your belly with laughter so you can remember what joyful connection feels like. Let him hide his intentions in the corner of your smile and watch as it spreads wider across your face like a beautiful new horizon, like a day filled with endless possibility. Let him show you that friendship is the foundation of love and that it does not mimic confusion and mixed signals. Let him show you with directness that his words are what they are and mean exactly what falls from his lips. He will say what he said, and he'll mean it. Let him remind you what genuine compliments feel like when delivered with no ulterior motive. Let him come for you. And when he does, let him in. Your journey has been long. You've built a fortress around your heart. Though he will come equipped to tear it down, you will know he's worthy to come through the front door. Trust yourself. So take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when he finds you, he'll pour all his love inside. Because we all need and deserve love, even you. That's right.
How about that? You're going to take one of my favorite LL songs and you flip it into that? Okay. All right. It's like that. Look here. I'm going to need you to give me this line back, because you definitely made it on this piece. One of my favorite lines, obviously, let him hide his intentions in the corner of your smile, But when you said watching how your pores bled and then went, like, give me that stanza back. Like, you killed it on that. Give me that one back.
You spent decades pulling shards of shattered vows and weak promises from crevices hidden to the naked eye, watching as your pores bled memories as they recall how you emptied yourself into unworthy vessels, generously poured until they overflowed in your well and dry.
Damn. That shit resonates. I know I'm not the only person there that shit hit. That was a dope-ass stanza right there. The whole piece was fly. Your delivery is always crazy. You got the little whisper thing going on. All right. With your little spit there.
I appreciate you.
Well, it's been a minute since I heard you, man. I'm glad that you're able to make it back through to the show.
Listen, it's been a minute since I did anything, so I appreciate space. I don't think I've been on a mic in like 8 months, so I appreciate you.
Well, damn. We're glad that you came back to this show to do your thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. This is home. So I appreciate you, and I look forward to the rest of the show. And, again, happy anniversary, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. And hopefully, you make it back to the next show.
Oh, I will. I'll be here for the actual celebration when y'all not dropping the ball.
Already, yeah. Go, no, it ain't like you ain't call us out. That's all good. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I'll be here to celebrate, though, for sure.
Indeed. That was Rain coming through, dropping that poetry bomb on us. We got 215 following in the building. 215, you there? You know, you press mute. All right, 215, maybe you're not ready. Don't go to the next caller. We got 445.
Hey, hey, how you doing? Renaissance.
What's going on?
My band baby want to make noise. So
hey, look.
Quiet,
hey,
the whole
you know
time.
What it is? That baby's voice was made for the mic. What you talking about? Ready.
Oh, man.
Can't open no mics around me. Think I ain't gonna.
Yo. Oh, my, please just be quiet. Oh, my God. I'm gonna get his uncle to take him real quick. Just take him while I do my own piece. And I need to bring him back. There he comes. Come on, man. Where the baby? He wants his Uncle Jay. Let's take him on in there.
Hey, when we said it was family on this show, look, that, there you go. There you go right there.
Hey, look, when you and Anthony Arnold was laughing, he started laughing. I was like, what are you laughing at?
Hey, look at laughing at family. It's a family reunion.
What are you talking about, huh? I'm like, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. Happy anniversary to y'all, man. It's been a minute.
Thank you. It has. It has. When it popped up, I was like, wait a minute. It's been 3 years? I mean, wow. It really has flown by, but, you know, we still doing it. We're having a good time with it. You know, it doesn't feel stale or nothing like that. You know, it's all love. So we're glad that everybody keeps showing up.
Yeah, y'all got amazing energy between the both of you, for one. And then you bring it to us, and you never disappoint. I am such a fan. And you said it's been 3 years that you guys have been running. You mean to tell me I came to Epiphany before Renaissance Poetry started? What? I feel honored. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys were doing your shows while I was trying to figure out if I was going to come back. You know, we had done shows. You know, my first show probably with Epiphany was maybe 2015, and did that for a little bit. Then, you know, Kim, she was doing that before I even got there in 2015. So her, Kim, and Taraji, and for real, you know, they started this off, you know, way back. You know, so they've been doing it even longer. But I brought a show in, Poetic Stimulation. I only did that for maybe 7 months or something. So it took me, I think I started that or ended that show in maybe 2017. So it took me a minute just to come back. So when I came back, you know, it was a whole new crew at Epiphany. Everybody was doing their thing. You know, everybody was new to us. And, you know, we were like the new people to y'all. Y'all didn't even know we were who we were. So, yeah, it was definitely, you know, a new thing for us to come back. But, you know, everybody was ready. Everybody, you know, was looking forward to this show, and I'm happy to say that people still are.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have my show on Epiphany, and we made some changes. We've been on hiatus for a couple of weeks, and we've made some changes, but we're back now. We're back now.
Okay.
But I'll tell y'all that at the end.
Yeah, make sure you put that on the event page. Let us, you know, whatever flyers y'all got, you know, let us know what the changes is. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it feels good. I haven't been writing lately because I've been, you know, life. And I had to put it to the side for a minute, but I scribbled a couple of things, but what I'm going to give y'all tonight is an older piece. And you probably heard it before, but it's a piece nonetheless.
Hey, you know what? If that's the energy, that's the energy. Are you ready for it? So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called Dear Future King. Dear Future King, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured I am your lady and waiting, anxious for the day we'll meet. Patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantry through my body, these locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my kin, And it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to do. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the master of my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the trees. I honor you. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear future king, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down. This is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, a student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. Now step.
Well, go on and speak to him the way you want to speak to him then. Man, look here. I know that whoever that, look. I ain't even going to say what I was going to say because that's inbox right there. Somebody hopping in an inbox when they heard that. Somebody trying to find out. I know somebody heard, somebody was listening to that piece. Somebody let me find out. They going to hop in inbox. They going to hop in inbox behind that. You know you can't come out here and spit stuff. People been listening to the show. People listen to Renaissance Poetry. You're going to have somebody in your inbox behind that. Watch yourself. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Somebody hop in your inbox. You come on. Anybody who's listening, you come on here spitting like that. Get somebody in inbox.
Look, and I'm always going to speak to the king in him, regardless.
Now you showed enough dead on that piece. That's a solid piece right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Already. So you were saying that you're gonna let us know
okay.
What the changes were, what's going on, how you gonna move
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay, there is no more erotic love zone. Okay, we switched it up, and we are pretty much going to stay on the topic of dealing with different energies, how people switch up, and the different things that bring certain energies to you, and that's pretty much it, you know. And I think it's pretty vast. Because energy is everything. We are just big balls of spiritual energy. Everything that's alive is running on a vibration of energy. So that's pretty much it. But it's still every Wednesday night at 9 on Epiphany Radio.
Okay. All right. So no more Mrs. Nasty time on Wednesday.
Nah,
okay.
No more that.
Okay. All right. I know it's going to be some people out there disappointed at that, but still, come through on Wednesdays. It ain't always got to be nasty time. You can just get some good poetry on Wednesday. Already. Make sure you put that on the event page.
All right. Thank you. One love, one mic. And hey, Sister Kimbrella, I heard you, girl.
Already. Appreciate that. We got 213. Oh, actually, we're going to go back up. We're going to try 215 one more time. 215, you're in the building. 215, you there?
I'm sorry. This is Glaze.
It's who?
I'm calling from a 215 number. Man, the whole time I'm thinking I'm calling from a 484 number.
Who do you have on the mic?
This is Glaze.
Blaze, oh, brother, what's going on, man? Yeah, 215.
What's going on, man? I'm hearing y'all saying 215. I'm like, oh, that's not me.
Yeah. Oh, the mic opened up, brother. How you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. And yourself?
Yeah, I can't complain, man. Enjoying the show, enjoying the vibe and all of that. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, the show's been nice. It's been nice. Definitely been nice. Like this, the everything, all the poets up here, spazzing out on the mic. I'm loving it.
That's what's up. And I know you're ready to do the same thing. Been a minute.
And Miss Cambrella Renee, how you doing, Samira?
You know what? Let me go and bring Ken in for right quick. It's been a minute since, you know.
Hey, how you doing, Blaze?
Hey, baby, how you feeling?
I'm good. It's been a minute. Very good to hear you. I'm so glad you came through.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Good deal. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Man, a long time coming, boy. Long time coming.
Indeed. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to be on the event page, you know, definitely shouting you out, putting your picture up there so everybody can connect with you. So if you got anything going on after you spit, make sure you put that on the event page.
Will do, will do.
Much love.
Yeah, definitely will do. Thank you.
Thank you. But brother, I know you came through. I know you're ready. I hear it in your voice. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. My every thought about you is built on the utmost respect and admiration. But you are and have always been a never-ending, nonstop, and uncontrollable hazard baked into a fascination. Kitty cat be tasting like lemon blueberry crumble cheesecake, and if ever I get the taste, I'm going to make your butthole throb and do more than just make your knees quake. Matter of fact, I'm going to have you like a toilet bowl to the point that when I recall it, though, you're going to be like, give me that bag, please. I need this beast snake, that courage makes me want to toss and turn in your furniture. I make you squirm like a worm in her, coming real close to murderer. See, I mix a grip of her lips when I dip my stick in her cherry / strawberry stir. Some say that I'm very scary. Yeah, listen, I'm over the sweet talk. Stripped down to your bare minimums. About to have you swinging back and forth like pendulums. Look you in your eyes, hypnotize. Grip your thighs to your nut licks. Let you up by your butt cheeks till I can freely kiss your inner thighs and let you slide down onto my shoulders while I hold you, let you get a grip of skies while you drip in my mouth and while very deep in you, slip and slide. Baby, there's nothing to be fearful of. Just give a try. I'll even gently bite you on your buttocks and whatnot. Caressing your butt creases till you release this, I mean your inner freakness, and that's till you reach a steep cliff, make you feel your weakest peak, drifting your ultimate eclipse. I'd be remiss if I didn't know enough to take you through the deep shit, like holding you over my face, your back against the wall while performing a body deadlift of you. Needs to set trip, cause boo, you need to let me pursue it. Kiss your vagina. Licking, slurping, and become intoxicatedly drunk, draining you of all your bodily fluids. I'm saying, let me do it, just a little piece, to see if I can see it through to its completion. At least I'm saying, we both know that you are beyond dick, and you are the miracle that whips, especially how I put my May on A's. Just wanted to say a phrase that had to do with mayonnaise. Shame on me. I never made mention in the category of softly sucking on your toes while massaging your vulva, then stopped mid-cum to snap shots of you busting nuts of back-to-back female ejaculatory ice sculpture. I'm here to help you rid yourself of all those poltergeist ulcers, and I want to make you lose on Adelia, say like 1,000 calories, just so I can remind us of our sexual work. Two stallions, see, exploring our never-ending sex galleries, tossing your salad, see, allowing you to balance her talents on my balcony, bounce you back and forth from galaxy to galaxy, empowering me to continually keep pounding, she hourly going deep, then dry dirt, 6 feet beneath the ocean floor, inwardly and outwardly. Yeah, this about to be undoubtedly the best back-breaking lovemaking you've ever had before by a matador. And afterwards, you're going to be dazed and half unsure. All right. All right, you the same. asking for, and all you wanted was to make love, but you didn't know you come out looking like you engaged in a mass war. It even made headline news speaking on how long this clash endured. It was said that he had her, you, thread-needled, in bed, feeble, head cerebral, dead due to the legs spread eagle, her back in his arms while in mid-squat. Shit got crazy, both going insane, exploding her brain. I mean, she looked like she was having conniptive seizure, like multiple orgasms, war spasms, bursting all over the place, squirting all up in his face. Then he set her down on his shaft, and she continued giving him her most intense orgasmic bath till they both fell weak, puddles of sweat and sexual juices. No regrets and no excuses. Both of them burnt out with blown fuses from nonstop busting nuts, leaving all her cherries crushed. Knees gave way on him, me, from the way that I poked her, one with the best hand, a royal flush. And yes, this story was about us and how we enjoy playing our brand new game of intergalactic lust. Yes, this story was about us and how we enjoy playing our brand new game of intergalactic lust. Trust intergalactic lust.
No, sir. No, the fuck you did not. You did not kiss. Make the kiss noise. Wait a minute. I'm trying to collect myself. You did not spit this shit this way. Say goodbye to somebody in the middle of the piece and go back to the piece. I know damn well I didn't hear that. Same to you, and then go. I'm done, bro. Ain't no way. Ain't no way you spit it like that and then calmly say same to you and come right back to Mr. Nasty Time. I don't think. 3 years. 3 years of this show, I ain't ever heard nothing like that. That's saying something. I ain't ever heard no shit like that. I ain't repeating not a motherfucking word of that. I ain't repeating none of that piece. I mean, you said the kitty cat tastes like what? You definitely was sweet talking. I ain't repeating none of them lines, brother. They had to heard you. Repeating shit that you just said tonight, brother. You did it enough. That one time, I can't do it no justice. I ain't even gonna try. But I'm still done. Because my man, in the middle of Nasty Time, said same to you and went back to Miss. I can't make it up. You can't make this up, bro. Look, you always come back with some shit, man. It's been a long time, but brother, you made your stamp again, brother. Made your stamp on the show again.
Thank you, bro. Definitely, I try.
Hey.
I try to keep doing the damn thing.
You did your damn thing. Your damn show did that. I don't think it's any of the damn thing left, quite honestly, after you did what you did. I don't think it's nothing left. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how we go into the break, people. My man done shut it down, shut the mic down. If there was any ass left to eat, he done ate it. That's all it is. So we going to go ahead and go to the break. We go do our thing. We appreciate you coming out, man, and getting with us, man. That was something else that you just spit right there, brother. That was something. And it's recorded, y'all.
Thanks.
It's recorded. So when we put up the show, you can come back and hear this. You can hear the whole thing. Yeah. So
I thank you so
before
much,
we
man,
go
for
into the
me.
Break, dog. We appreciate you, man. Before we go into the break, if you got anything you want to add, anything you want to put on the event page, let us know what you got going on.
Well, it's in the making right now, but I'm working on my very first, hopefully, Marvel comic cartoon character book.
Okay, okay.
The name of my character is Third Iconic, and it's a great story behind it. I'm in 10 chapters deep, and once I get finished, I'll keep everybody in tune as to how everything is going.
That's what's up, man.
But,
yeah, make sure you,
so
you let
far,
us know
that's the only thing I have going
on. The page, too.
Hey, my boss, how you doing?
Well, all right, brother.
All right.
We appreciate you. And like I said, man, put that on the event page when you get an opportunity. Let us know what's going on. We're going to go ahead and go to the break. Everybody that's listening, hopefully you can stick around for the rest of the show, brother. And this is Renaissance Poetry.
Hi, brother.
Radio. Be right back.
Turn the favor, just need some time. Starting the night, I'll change your life. Baby, no doubt for the better. Something I hope you see like me in the long run. Girls, I'm not the one, life's too short for games. Not that I never used to play that way. It's just that moments come, it happened once. Couldn't shut the wrong side of love. Love you 1,000 ways, girl, just to be your number one. This thing right here, just to make it clear, my dear. Love you 1,000 ways, girl, just to be your number one. It's such a rush, feeling in my touch too much. Love you 1,000 ways, girl, just to be your number one. This thing right here, just to make it clear.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out of my caramel mind. But do you hear what she's saying? She wanna be my dinner by candlelight, and she ain't playing. Been out on the road, so I know I need it. She can set it up, I already see it. Nothing compares to the love I've been making.
Just a taste will be too much.
She might be my blazer, but that ain't enough.
It don't get much sweeter than this.
It may be tempting, but it ain't hard to resist. I know what's waiting for me at home. She swears that I'm broken and she's gonna fix me.
But just a taste would be too much.
She might be my flavor, but that ain't enough.
Had a little technical difficulty there. We're going to come right back with Host Spit. Give us one more time. We're going to play one more song. We're going to come right back with Host Spit.
Thank you.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't remember me.
It's all for the best. Setting you free was the remedy. For what ails me, ails us, removes us from this rut, this inability to move. Not even moves made in silence, just silence. Lonely nights in one another's presence wasn't about love, but the love was present. Being in love, however, was transparent, invisible to the eye. Not even our souls could feel it, but our souls could cry. In the face of our mediocrity, I failed to see the grasping of happiness, the remedy. I have to set you free. No, not so you can come back to me, but so you can also be free of the burden of trying to make me smile. To be effortless, our love effervescent, reflected in one another's reflections instead of neglected things to be corrected, conversations unremembered or butchered and dissected for the purposes of finger-pointing in opposite directions. The remedy, letting go of false hopes that something out of nothing could grow. But what can grow in the place of nothing is mold on top of old memories, fallacies we see in rose-tinted dichotomies, actually believing our theories could coexist while on opposite sides, like the Big Bang and creationism, forgetting that all we needed was to create a space for her and him. Although infinite time, we somehow ran out of it. We tried and tried. My patience has been tried, replaced by the fury of a hung jury during our trial of love. At this point, there's a need to place blame in order to end this. No conviction verdict, just hammer the gavel because our case is dismissed. The remedy, I have to set you free. Why? Sadly, it's the only thing we haven't tried. Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't remember me. Renaissance. And we're back. This is Renaissance Poetry. We appreciate you guys for sticking around with us. We got Kim back in the building. How you feeling, ma'am?
Whoa. First off, I want to say thank you all for rocking with us for 3 years. We really appreciate y'all. Renaissance Poetry came at a time when the world was going through a complete lockdown, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and we all needed a place to come and release and share our gift and craft and lift each other up. And y'all been rocking with us through that whole process. We want to say thank you. Shout out to every poet that hit the mic. We can't do this without you. It wouldn't be a success without you. Y'all all bring your gifts. You push your pen. You inspire us. Believe it or not, we need y'all just as much as y'all need us, like he said earlier. So thank you. Keith, man, this piece has me in my feelings so choked up. It's so heavy. It's so deep. And it's so real. Coming to a place where you understand what has to be done. You understand when you get to a place where it's difficult. The simple things of a relationship becomes difficult, like making each other smile. And the way you end it is, sadly, it's the only thing we haven't tried. Like, man, that left like this echo in my heart, like, whoa. You had this line where you started saying, you said something to the effect of letting go of false hopes that something could grow, something out of nothing can grow. Can you give me that stanza back? Because when I say that was heavy, that was heavy.
Okay, let's see. All right. Reflected in one another's reflections instead of neglected things to be corrected, conversations unremembered or butchered and dissected for the purposes of finger-pointing in opposite directions, the remedy, letting go of false hopes that something out of nothing could grow. But what can grow in the place of nothing is mold. On top of old memories, fallacies we see in rose-tinted dichotomies, actually believing our theories could coexist while on opposite sides.
Whew. Oh, my God. Even that last line, actually believing our theories could coexist opposite sides, like when you get in that space where you're no longer moving like one, you're moving like two separate entities. It's like, oh, my God. There's so many people that's going to be able to relate to this piece. Unfortunately, the way we grow and we mature in love and in life is to go through some painful spaces, some real honest and deep spaces that reflection is required. And when you said something like there's no need to place blame, that's when you know you're in a real space of maturity, when there's no finger pointing. You just know and understand what it is. But it's still painful. And the way you opened it up with that Maxwell song, Pretty Wings, like, it speaks of everything that you ain't. That was, man, that was a very vulnerable piece. Wow.
Well, I appreciate that. I remember, you know, when this song came out, obviously, you know, I didn't think of this poem. But, you know, a few years later, you know, listening to the poem, I mean, listening to the song and those, that first line, the first part of that line, not going into the rest of the song and what Pretty Wings meant, but just that part, time will reveal the real end of our trial. So one day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't even remember me. That right there just created the whole poem. Like it put love on trial for me, you know, and that's how it ended the piece, where, you know, the no conviction verdict, just hammer the gavel, our case is dismissed. Like it put love on trial. And so that's what basically fueled, you know, this particular piece, just hearing that line. And sometimes it's all that's necessary when you're trying to write, when you're looking for inspiration. And sometimes music, just certain parts of a song can create a whole new piece. And, you know, that did it for me.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Like, this hit me in the space. You know, you're my brother, so you already know. But, man, it hit me in the space, that space where you said, one day you won't remember me. Like, just that thought of, once upon a time, being so deep in love, so deep in the emotions and the moments of making things work and making things right, and then when that relationship is no longer, it's like two strangers. You share so much, and then it's like two strangers. Oh.
Right.
Yeah, this is
that's
such
crazy
a
how, you know, you go from that. You go from feeling like you can't live without hearing that person's voice to not needing it. Not needing it at all. That's two different sides of the coin. But, you know, that's life. Life is be life in, like we say right now. So,
you ain't never lied.
You gotta find time to love the moment, because, you know, you don't know if you'll get that back or that feeling back. You gotta appreciate it for what it is sometimes, because you be on the other side of it like it never happened.
Yeah, that's it. You know, who was that? Houdini, is better to have loved than to have lost and to never have loved at all. Like, there's that side where, you know, it's either you get to experience it, you go through a little bit of pain, you gain some gems, you come back stronger, more mature, knowing how to go back out there, be vulnerable and do it the right way, or you never experience it at all. It's like, you know, wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. But yeah, that was, you know, when we say we want y'all to bring y'all best shit and spit where the energy is, you know, sometimes where the energy is, you know, you spit from that place. And that's, you know, I felt the need to spit that particular poem. So, you know, anybody that's listening in, you know, y'all spit from where y'all want to spit from. You know, the energy is going to be what it is. And, you know, we got it up and down in here, but, you know, as long as it's real. With that being said, like I said at the end of the piece, one day you won't remember me. Well, that today is today, because when Kim starts spitting, you will forget everything we just talked about. You're going to forget everything.
Yo, he is so fat.
We're going to forget everything.
He just set me up for the house. Wow.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You know,
so everybody that's listening in.
Doing a backstroke in my tears and shit. He just set me up. Look at this here. I'm glad y'all witnessed how my brother does me. I am so glad y'all witnessed me.
I just think it's important for everybody to be ready when the hurricane comes. That's all. I think it's important. You gotta put the warning out. We got to make sure everybody bat down the hatches and get the sandbags because you finna spit. You know, I just think it's important, you know. That's all.
The disrespect.
You
know,
be safe.
So
I want everybody
real.
To be safe.
The disrespect is so real. You better be lucky I love you, my brother.
Hey, I'm saying I love you too. I love everybody out there. So make sure y'all safe because I'm finna open up the mic to Kim, you know, y'all. Like I said, I'm a press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Tonight, it's pouring. Precipitation is falling from this universal ceiling, summoning my emotions to follow suit. My heart is nude, exposing its rhythm and blues with no concerns of who hears or sees its release. So please, let me put this record on and play my song just for me. See, I want to hear the crackling of its spin, engaging me in the anticipation of the first chord while I implode. As the lyrics lend me a space to lay in the urgency of this malignant therapy. See, right here, right now, at this exact time, a remedy is running through me as the melody exhales gently upon the nape of my neck and I lose myself in the moment, knowing the music will find me, then climb me with scats and staccato while unzipping me in its instrumental blend. My mind is flexible yet weighted in the bend as life has stretched and pulled its limbs beyond the norm. So this needle on skin rotation is my escape away from this cold train of thought into cold trains of love, supreme soul. Spin, baby, spin. Send those vulnerable verses to voyage on these vinyl streets as I swirl, sniff, sip, and slide this mahogany onto my palate, allowing peace to come easy and offer its company to stay a while and partake in its embrace. Allow me to wear your beauty all over my face. Make me over, store this energy as this flirtatious breeze eases up my shoulders as if a kiss was blown upon my soul through this cracked window so my pores can taste the freedom of this moment. And I am zoning. This song, it carries me through, under and over, my eyes closed, and I travel the globe through notes and tones, watching the needle make love to spinning flesh. And I am the voyeur, diving deep into the ocean of emotions, opening the day's oysters and collecting the pearls to string them around my mind where a muse is on the prowl and closing in, calling me deeper into the base while my entire world exhales right before my face. So play my song and let these emotions spill until it gives me chills, because I need to be moved. I need to surrender to this fusion, because all day I've been consumed in the thought of losing myself in the hues and currents of music and beats.
Give me the crackling line back. Give me the crackling.
Okay. Let me put this record on and play my song just for me. I want to hear the crackling of the spin engaging me in the anticipation of the first chord while I implode, as the lyrics lend me a space to lay in the urgency of this malignant therapy.
Give me the Coltrane line now. Give me the Coltrane line.
Oh, okay. I said, my mind is flexible, yet weighted in the bend, as life has stretched and pulled its limbs beyond the norm. So this needle on skin rotation is my escape away from this cold train of thought into cold trains of love supreme. So spin, baby, spin.
And then you got the nerve to say, so my pores can taste the freedom. The what? Look. What was the name of my poem again? I don't even remember. Y'all remember my poem? I don't think anybody remember that.
Cut the crap, Pete.
I'm just saying. You're going to hit us with, you know what I'm saying, my Angelo voice, you know, and you're going to hit us with the crackling and Coltrane and the pores that can taste stuff. Pores tasting stuff now.
Listen, y'all know those nights or those days when you had a long day and all you want to do is raining. So Mother Nature has already set the ambiance, already set it up for you. And it's raining. You got the window cracked, candles going a little bit. You got your essence oils going, and you put on that record player with your favorite music, and you just let it take you away so you can just escape all the nonsense around. That's where this, sometimes, you know, as poets, we got to be our own therapy. And that's where this piece came from. I'm just saying.
That's real. And, you know, that resonates, you know, and I know a lot of people out there catch what you're talking about. It really put me in a space where I want to play records, you know what I'm saying? So it was that kind of, you know, poem that really just put you in that old school. You want to hear that when you start put the needle on. So, you captured all of that in that piece. You know what I'm saying? You did your thing on that.
Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you. But you don't have to set me up like that. I'm going to get you. We're going to flip this order one day. I'm going to have to get you because you be setting me up.
Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Nah.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
You ain't had to do me with this.
Not happening.
Y'all take notice to how he do his sister. You see this? Do y'all see what I gotta do? Look, I'm
over here trying to, you know, put my galoshes on. You over there talking? I don't even talk about. I got galoshes on. I'm trying to clean up because you know, hurricane just came.
Meanwhile, you done put me on the therapy chair. I'm over here looking at ink blots, telling the therapist, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about my past relationship. You know what I'm saying? Had me in.
I don't know, man. So you ought to be telling your therapist and trying to find out why your pores is tasting stuff.
Forget you. I'm not doing this with you. I've had enough of you tonight, Keith.
Hey, well, you know, and there you have it. So we're going to go to the next caller. You know what I'm saying? The area is clean. We got a new mic. You know what I'm saying? We got the water out the way. No more standing water. Appreciate you, Kim.
Hey,
and
let's get it.
Look, already, so we can go to the next caller here. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening. Happy 3-year anniversary.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
Adrian Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Already, how have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Show is amazing. You know, got the little you in galoshes. I'm over here in rain boots trying to get the water out too because Kim didn't.
Thank you.
You know, but yeah. Yeah, I can co-sign, but everybody that has come through tonight, as always, has delivered. So, yeah. Like I always say, there's nowhere else to be. So, yeah, I'm here. Here for it.
And, again, like I say about Joe, you know, you've consistently been here listening, and you done pulled over on the side of the road while you out there working to spit on the show. Like, you've been on it. So, you know, definitely appreciate how you always show up for the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to have a show that over the 3 years, you know, a lot of times on Fridays I'm working, so I have taken the show to different states. I have, if they had live footage of me trying to listen to the show while I'm working, I would be a meme that would go viral because I have been at the zoo, I have been at wedding receptions, I've been everywhere, but I'm going to be here. So.
And that's what's up. That says a whole lot about, you know, what this show means to you, so we definitely appreciate you sharing that because literally 3 years of doing this and everybody still comes through. It still feels like great energy. It still feels like love. So, yeah, it's a big deal. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm here for a good time, not a long time, so I'm going to go ahead and get this piece out of the way.
Already. So I'm going to let the company do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Our passion plays out like a movie for the blind. We ignite the light in one another so brightly that even the sun admires our shine, aspires to be like us, calls us the goal. We become the pressure necessary to beautify coal. We reflect black love like diamonds, therefore we even drip in the nighttime. Hearts like quartz, watches encrusted in bling, we always have the right time. What's for me will be for me. I claim everything manifested in the temple of my mind. We fit together perfectly like gifts, but naturally we on our grind. Reclaimed like moments lost, we on our time. Like words that sound good together, we on our rhyme. A love is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Rewind. I said our love is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Fluidity like water, so we just flow with it. He protects my heart and got my back, so of course the sex is immaculate. I got moon water in my wetness. He got stardust in his ejaculate. He praises my intellect. He's a gentleman consummate. But don't get it twisted. If God is my witness, he worships my thickness. I am the CEO of his desire, so, you know, I handle my business. It ain't nothing to explain to the spectators that be so inquisitive. You better ask about me if you don't already know what it is already. But I plead the fifth dimension. You might need to catch a ride on the Millennium Falcon to reach the heights of our ascension. Nah, I'm just kidding. Our destiny is a solo mission, raise it for the kitchen. He loves my cooking, and he'll feed me too. We don't care who's looking. A Jedi mind trick. When he tells me to eat his words, I'll probably lick his dictionary. Pronouncing his vowel sounds is a part of my vocabulary. A-E-I-O-U sounds like a moan when your alphabet is grown. I look him right in his eyes when I tell him, baby, come home. I go from geeky to kinky in 0.3. There's a reason we like the seats in the back of the theater. See, he was the main character in the movie I've seen. We're like an action film shown on the IMAX screen. Rise of the Beast and the Transformer is me. My mouth can give him a buzz, call me his bumblebee, but it'll be him singing if anybody fucks with me. And he is my Optimus Prime. I'm not saying that we're perfect. I'm just saying that I'm happy, comfortable, reassured, and in my life goals supported. I always encourage his dreams and tell him, baby, go for it. Life can be all so simple when you have a life partner in crime. And love can be tremendous when you collaborate to obtain the sublime. So, yes, I show and profess my love for the world to hear and see. I'll put it in braille if it needs to be, because clearly you can't see what I can see. This journey of togetherness is one of a kind, and that's exactly why our passion plays out like a movie for the blind. In peace.
You did not Star Wars and Transformers and the moon and the stars and this. Come on, hold on. Put together like gear, so naturally we grind. And I need to rewind stanza back, because that right there was dope too. Let me get that back, please.
I claim everything manifested in a temple in my mind. We fit together perfectly like gears, so naturally we on our grind. Reclaim like moments lost, we on our time. Like words that sound good together, we on our rhyme. Our love is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Rewind, I said our love is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Fluidity like water, so we just flow with it.
That is fucking cold. Now, I got to freaking say, look, I got moon water in my wetness and got what in his – what? Yeah. Let's get to this other piece, right? I need to give me back the Millennium Falcon line, because you got Star Wars in here that way, and it's just too fly. Somebody, you got to hear it again. People got to hear that again. Give me the Millennium Falcon line, please.
But I plead the fifth dimension. You might need to catch a ride on the Millennium Falcon to reach the heights of our ascension. Nah, I'm just kidding. Our destiny is a solo mission, razor for the kitchen.
Cold-blooded. Look, I'm about to bring Kim on that one. Damn.
Listen here.
Queen. You know, and I had to bring her back because, you know, Kim, before you get started, look. She said she had on glasses. I'm just saying. Everybody understand.
Let me tell you something. She came through on the cleanup and handled her motherfucking business. Okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Sis, how you going to hit us with the rewind and the snap? You made me feel like I was at a live venue. Can you?
Right,
because
she snapped,
you
right? Was she snapping?
She was snapping NOP. She snapped. I'm going to need you, please, you got to give me back again, because that was giving live venue type spit right there. I need you to bring that back.
Like words that sound good together, we on a rhyme. I love like is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Rewind, I said I love is like a dope stanza spit by a poet. Fluidity like water, so we just flow with it.
We just flow with it. That's all about, like
I
said, about the spin. She's going
to
just spin it like that.
Keith, you would have been mad. You would have been mad on our next show. I was about to be without a phone because I was about to throw this shit, okay? I was about to throw this. No, she didn't do it. I said, no, she didn't.
Cold-blooded.
That was fire. That was fire. You that right there, hats off to you. You did the damn thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, he pulled me in after y'all. I can't come on here, you know, stutter stepping. And so I had to rewind my own.
Never do.
And I was just about to say that, and you never do. And I just want to say I appreciate your dedication as a fan of the show, as family to the show. Like you pulling over while you working and having that dedication to want to listen while you out there on the road doing what you do, that speaks volumes to why we come and do what we do every other week. So we really appreciate you rocking with us.
I appreciate the show. It's so needed. Thank you.
Oh,
indeed. Much love.
Indeed. With that being said, we, you know, we hope that you'll make it back to the next show. It's kind of weird to even say that because you don't be bullshitting about the show. But, yeah, we hope you make it back to the next show.
I will do my best. Thank you.
All righty.
Adrian Simone doing the damn thing, and Kim for the event page, you know, coming in and adding what she got to add and helping us clean up the standing water. We appreciate you, Kim. We got the next caller here. We got 707 in the building.
Tomorrow will come and girl, I can't wait. It's the anniversary.
Happy already.
How y'all doing?
What's happening, Lily? How you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy anniversary, my brother. Happy anniversary, sis.
Already.
3 years?
Appreciate
though,
you for
really?
Rocking with us. It has, right? It has been 3 of them.
Well, crazy. Time flies when you're having fun, so.
It's real talk. That's real talk. So how have you enjoyed the show so far?
I'm loving it. Loving it. Yes,
that's what's
indeed.
Up. It means a lot. You keep showing up, too. You know, you've been here since the start. You know, we've been knowing you since, you know, I can say I've been knowing you since the beginning of starting my poetry because your show that you were on a feature on was the first show I ever spit on back in 2015, I believe. So,
oh, wow.
Definitely, you know, been a long time. I think it was Pantherian Prime.
Okay.
I want to say you were featured on his show, ended up calling in and spitting the first poem I ever memorized on that show. Definitely a lot of history, and we appreciate you continuing to show up to Renaissance Poetry with us.
And even seeing you, we met up, at, you know, all the poets met up at Poetry Fest. I seen you there.
Right, right.
So that was
right,
exciting.
Yeah.
I was starstruck.
Stop it.
I keep hearing people online and on the air, and then when you see them in person, it's like, so I just need to see my sis now, and then
We got to get Kim up out of there. We got to get Kim out to one of these poetry events, or we need to get Kim to host one there in San Antonio. We come through and show out right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, she can host something out there. You know, we'll show up for her.
Kim.
You know,
Kimbrella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hear us?
Yeah. She here. Well, yeah, we appreciate you coming through and doing the damn thing with us. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. I'm thinking, do I want to do Boom? That was one of the National Poetry Month poems, or a throwback, The Silent Treatment. So which one should I do?
Wait a minute now. What's that second one again?
The Silent Treatment.
Nah, give me that first one. Let me get that first one.
Okay. Where is the Phoenix? It's somewhere over there. Yeah, the prompt was to write a thank you letter to your neighborhood, but you know I got one good eye, so all I saw was write a thank you letter to your neighbor. So, this is dedicated to Boom Boom.
Already, I think I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. I'm going to press mute.
No, you don't. So this is titled Boom. Dear apartment number 69247. I had to address you by your apartment number because I don't remember your name, and I know that you don't recall mine, but we've had some good times. I remember the first time we met, you trailed behind me up the stairs and down the hall. I felt you eyeing the back of my dress like, damn. I'm getting sidetracked. This is supposed to be a thank you letter to you. Okay, here it goes. Thank you for always helping a parched sister out, because I sure was thirsty. I meant to say thank you for the many bottles of wine that you gave me, and in return, I gave you something to eat every chance I could get. I love the way you cleaned my Like, fuck, I mean, I made you dinner on occasion, and you raved about how good it was. So mouth-watering. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to assemble my TV stand. I held everything in place while you screwed, I mean nailed, beat that motherfucker. Look, thanks for giving me a helping hand and for those late nights, early mornings when I couldn't sleep. You didn't know it, but you would entertain me, specifically at 4 a.m. on a regular basis. The rhythmic beat of your headboard and my wall would make my lower region throb in unison. The continuous banging is the reason why I nicknamed you Boom Boom. You boomed as I consumed popcorn while having my ear positioned to imagine the positions I assumed you had her in. Gracious Tibby for the numerous times you invited me into your lair for a nightcap or two, and perhaps the late night, early morning screw. I mean, I was loving up on my favorite neighbor when you so graciously gave me the boom. Thank you for tempting all five of my senses. I seen your fine ass, smelled your cologne as you touched me through your neighborly hugs. I tasted those strokes that I would hear through our adjoining walls, and never once did I complain how you kept me up at night. Thank you for giving me some sugar to go with my coffee. Hell, I don't even drink that shit. But you know what I'm trying to say. You are by far the best neighbor a girl could ever have. Peace.
You're out of line.
You I just gone. Said thank you. That's awesome.
That was a hell of a thank you. That was a hell of a thank you.
Yeah.
I love your cadence. I love how you played around with this piece. You know, the way you were saying, like, you know, I felt you eye in the back of my dress, like, damn. I'm getting sidetracked. This is supposed to be a thank you. Like you just, like it's just all natural, but you salivating over the brother. Cool. But you keep edging to the edge of the piece and saying what you're saying. But the line where you're talking about, the cleaning of the plate and you made dinner, like, give me that. Give me the line back right there.
Okay. I meant to say thank you for the many bottles of wine that you gave me, and in return, I gave you something to eat every chance I can get. I love the way you cleaned my, I mean, I made you dinner on occasions, and you raved about how good it was, so mouth-watering.
The way you catch your breath with the, and go back into the piece. Like I love the cadence. I love how you played around with this piece. This is such a dope one.
Thank you.
I want to say I've read it before.
I've read it.
Yeah.
I read it to him too.
Really? Oh, what was his?
Yeah,
oh, I got to know. What was his?
We were hanging out one morning and we were just talking. We had a drink and I forget how we got on the subject because he knows I'm a poet. I said, you know, I wrote some shit about you. He's like, what? Let me hear it. As I read it to him, he's like, yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. He was a good sport. Yeah, listen to that piece.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, as always, we appreciate you showing love to the show, doing what you do. We hope that you keep coming back because it's been a joy to have you every time you spit. And you bring great, great energy to the show, even to the event page. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys as well. I will be in Houston, Texas next month, August 1st to 3rd.
Already. You got an event down there or you just hanging out?
Yeah, I'm going to go fuck up that stuffed turkey wing at the Turkey Leg Hut, and then I'm going to spit at right about now. That's all I want to do.
That's
anything else is extra.
Already,
I'm a
that's dope. That's
I will
dope.
Travel
I've been wanting to go.
Food.
I have been wanting to go to write about now myself. So, yeah, you know, so let me know what you think about it.
I will.
Already. We appreciate you coming through, Lily. If there's anything you want to put on the event page, feel free to do so.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Already. Got another caller here. We're going to go to 506. Oh, before I do that, you ain't got a lot of time, people. You ain't got a lot of time, but we're going to go into overtime. You got 2 minutes to call in, and well, she just told me 90 seconds now. You got 90 seconds to call into the show and keep listening. If you're on the computer, the show will end. You want to call 319-527-6300 right now if you want to keep listening to the show. We got 506 in the building. Let everybody know who we are talking to.
You are talking to Lady A all the way up in summertime Canada.
Already, how you been?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm having a great time. The show is always, you know, great energy, great, you know, people coming through and doing what they do, man. It lifts my spirits. I really appreciate everybody having a great time.
Happy anniversary to you and Kimbrella for your 3 years of success.
Indeed.
It started coming
that.
Regularly.
You've been coming.
Around the time that you first started having Renaissance.
Yeah, you've been here the whole time too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've definitely like Anthony Arnold. You've shocked us a few times. You know, you've been going off the rails a little bit with your pieces. Yeah. You've been here for a while.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
You gave us, you know, you started off giving us the, you know, the painted and the nice, you know, painted pictures of the world and nature, and next thing you know, somebody got their hands tied and his handcuffs. Like, wait a minute, Lady A, that ain't. We wasn't ready.
Ain't no lady, I guess, sometimes.
Hey, you know what they say, a lady in the street, but, you know, I'm going to keep it like that. So, yeah, we appreciate you coming through and continuing to show love to the show. And hope that you have enjoyed the show so far as well, and that you continue to enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you. I wrote a piece, I guess it was the 18th of June, so it was about a month, not quite a month ago, and it's called Carved into the Universe.
Uh-oh, see, I don't even know what direction to go. I'm kind of scared, so I'm just going to listen. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Carved into the universe. Silver threads woven with white cotton. Zirconium strength weakening. Lustrous locks weeping. Sparkling emerald eyes imbued with blue baptized. Drowning in the green and no one hears her pleas. Broken, battered, bruised, bloodied, used, forsaken, he sings the blues. Shattered glass, shards, splinter new, mown grass, facade slips, sadness seeps, and still, unable to speak, footsteps through time stream. He's mine. Cupid's arrow pierced them at the beginning of time. The spirits from long ago awaken long dormant love, and lovers reunite their covenant renewed, destined mourning doves. We are carved into the universe. We are echoes in mountains and valleys. Eternal flame brands our names in the wind and clouds cry. Eons speak our memories and travels northern lights until we meet again, etched into forever, rooted, engraved in all tomorrows, erasing all pain. End poem.
Now that is deep. You took it. You definitely took it to the universe. This is a poem where, you know, because we've been talking a lot about love tonight. This is a poem that really delves into, you know, the deepest parts of the spirituality that we may feel. For you to write this piece, and I have to ask, what
was the motivation? Was it personal? Was it just one of those types of poems that came out of you?
No, it's a personal piece. It's about one that I loved and lost. He died.
Okay. Yeah, and that's why I felt so melancholy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, like, you know, I like to put it into words, those emotions and feelings that I had and still have. It'll never go away. And it's metaphoric, too, I suppose. But I like to be able to express that love in different ways. And the last verse really speaks it all about being carved into the universe and you know, etched in forever. So it's a love poem.
Indeed, and you spit that with that good energy that we can feel. You know, we felt where you were coming from, that peace, and that's what we want. That's what we love here, being able to hear, you know, poetry that strong. So we thank you for always coming through and sharing pieces of you with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Really do.
Absolutely.
And congratulations.
Absolutely.
Again on the anniversary of your show.
Thank you. And we hope that you make it back to the next show.
I'll do my best. I love your show.
All righty. That was Lady A coming in doing her thing. We have another call. We got 346 in the building. Three, four, six. You there? You on mute?
Oh, hey. Hello?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Oh, this is your lyrical vigilante here. Chill it. Mr. Eric Gerard Battles.
Okay, I was like, man, who? I could grab the words there. You know what you're sipping on over there. What you sipping on, brother?
Sheesh. Nothing right now.
Oh, okay. How you been enjoying the show tonight, man?
You're doing fine. Love the show.
Already. We appreciate you continuing to come through, man. And I know that you've been ready to spit. I done seen you on the line a few times, and I know you're ready to get down, so I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Here we go. Here we go back in the booth with more than just pen and paper in my hand. I can't help it if these thoughts in my head got me wanting to go further than where I stand. Is it my fault that I'm blessed by God with them? Tell the world all the intricate things that I want to do with my life? Follow my dreams as a famous writer, build a strong legacy that I can leave to my kids and my wife. I'm not even asking much on my end, not to say the least. Is it even possible for me to ask that this world lives long enough to truly see peace? Exactly what is it that I must do in order to keep myself out of the realm of the insane? What is it that I'm being asked that I need to maintain? Just how many times must I keep saying that I don't need to physically touch her to give her an orgasm in order to make her moan? Let her read the material that I wrote while she's playing with a vibrator, giving her a voice that's deeper than a baritone. Understand that, my brothers, these lyrical thoughts I put down have been every man's competition day one from the start. How's I know that what I said would be one thing that melts her heart? The way I see it right now, these fellows may never want my archives see the light of day. Thus, how can I keep bottled up all of my feelings, quoting Keisha Jones, if not to rephrase it, my love for her is not for play. With that said, I can't help it if my words may be as juicy as the meat, pause, that you cook on your grill. Just know that when I write, I can go from a hot sauce level to Scoville. In peace.
So you just felt like you would come through with Mr. Nasty Time 2 tonight, huh? Yeah, that's what you was on. That's what you was on. Everybody on Nasty Time. Okay. All right. Well, like I said to the other brother, I ain't repeating none of that. Everybody heard what you had to say. They heard you. They heard all of that. But you always for coming through, brother, man. I see you over there trying to write a little something. Indeed, brother. Hey, man, we appreciate how you show love to the show, how you share the posts and share our flyers, man. So, you know, we see you out there doing good work, man. So we thank you for that.
No problem. I was over at a show this past Wednesday, and I had passed the word about what's going on over here. Some of the people that I was performing with that night.
So okay, that's what's up, man.
Night.
That's love right there, man. We thank you for that, brother. Thank you. Hope that you continue coming back to the show, man.
No problem.
Already, that's Eric Battles doing his thing on the mic. So we're going to go to 213 in the building. What's happening, brother? How you feeling? Let everybody know what we have on the mic tonight.
Well, this is Black Ass Kevin Smith with you, with y'all.
Indeed. What's happening, brother? Been a minute.
Yeah. Man, I'm just going to all the heat on this month, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know what I'm saying?
Don't start that. Don't start it, brother. We already know you got that fire. Don't do it.
Nah, man. I'm just going to switch up, you know, stay with the theme, you know, nothing really deep. This whole piece that was I've been working on. Not really been working on. It's just something, you know, like going in the book, you know, you got your book of thoughts. I got some things with book of thoughts. And so I was going to do something about the book of thoughts. Nothing that I really worked on, though.
All right, then. All right, brother. I hear you.
Yeah, what you going to do after Vince Carter put his arm in the rim? What the hell are you going to do, right?
Hey, what shit? You going to do what somebody else did? You going to put it between their legs and spin around and
Nah, I'm going to take
my L. You
see the
people that came back with some new shit after Vince, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Nah, buddy. I'm just going to take the L and just go up there and stick up. What else am I going to do after that? I hear you.
We finna see a new champion come through. But I ain't been on you. Mike is yours.
All right, this piece is called My Girl's Friend. My girl's friend, who I met through my roommate, who was also my friend, said one day to me, after making blunts back-to-back in a three-way session, heard my roommate me smoking on some Panamanian Tree, and we copped some San Miguelito, the favelas, where you can get like an OZ for about $10 a piece. She said she should keep me for herself, but she know a girl that would be perfect for me. I agree with the former. From what I heard from hype man turned coochie reporters that she's not yet 21 but still a primetime performer. But I got a couple uncles born in the Himalayas. You can tell by they tasting gators, they all players. They raised us never to press the line, just plant a seed with your game and walk away and watch mystery ruin her mind. So I could tell by her frequent visits to the barracks when she know my friend ain't in, I can hit, but that'll come in due time. So in the meantime, me and her friend got close. We flipped the switch. I mean, like, she became my main chick, short, brown skin, hella thick, bilingual. Her living maid taught her the Panamanian dialect when she was little. Now when I touch her erogenous spots, you can hear her tongue grow, kitty purr like a 454 with your foot on the floor. Oh,
for your listening pleasure, I went ahead and just omitted that old Splash Fly reference. Now, getting back to my original message, my girl's a square until she sits on an alcoholic beverage. That's my leverage. While dancing in between her labored breaths and exploring her nooks and crannies, peaks and valleys, spurs and draws, I had to pull them off, bra and all. Did it so quick that I left her jaw and all. But I don't pillow talk. Now, that's her biggest flaw, talking to bras of what we did when the lights went off. Now, I already was 18 when I started leaving my mark on random walls, a late bloomer. With the patience of a young bull, unexperienced, when walking through a field of flowers, I trampled them all. So after a game where my girl was at her game doing a basketball thing, her friend invited me to a secluded spot in the jungle, her secret garden, where we rolled trees and hotbox under the triple canopy until she quizzed me like a marketing professor, suggesting that I give her the D and the definition. She don't know that's been my mission, to bring my desire for a body into full fruition, but avoid suspicion, preventing, turning our friends into volatile opposition. So in agreement, and in spite of the unwritten prohibition against it, we did it. Now, with our curiosity peaked, we played secret lovers for a couple of weeks. But see, she ain't the dating type, and come to find out, the same goes for me. However, I'm conflicted. My girl is like the golden ticket. So I'll go back to the sweet life and ask my girl to become my wife. Now, don't judge me for what I'm about to say next. My girl's friend's loving was too good to completely let go, so I passed her off to my other friend to keep her close. I know, no good, brother. I heard it all before. But, yo, have you ever danced with the freak in the jungle with no moon at night? That's like making love to the earth while the insects chirp and bite. That's a hell of a night. But if you was me and you had to make a decision between a square that keeps the ship running right in the daylight and a freak that keeps what's going on between you and she, at night between the sheets, what would your decision be? And that's that piece. My bad. I fucked it.
Yeah. You know you came through, showed your ass. You couldn't even finish the piece without laughing. Showed your whole ass out here. You said what I heard from the hype. You called the hype man the coochie reporter, bro?
Yeah, for sure.
The kitty purr like a what? A 454 with the foot on the floor? What you say? 454
with your foot on the floor. Yeah, 454.
Yeah,
with the foot on
come
the floor.
On, bro. Come on, dog. You know you all this motherfucker killing it. Look, where Eric be at? Where Eric be at, man? Rakim, where Eric be at? You don't act like you don't know what I'm saying to you, bro. Quit acting like you know what I'm saying. You on this motherfucker spitting. You out here spitting, dog.
I tried just a stick duck, little polo stick. That's all.
Yeah, all right, man. All right, bro. I feel you. I appreciate you coming through to the show. You always come through spitting that tight shit, bro. I expect it. So I ain't trying to hear none of that stuff you talking about, man. You cold-blooded.
I appreciate it.
Already. That's Kev Smith doing his motherfucking thing on the mic. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller, brother. We always appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you make it back to the next show.
Yes, sir.
Already. All right, so we got 901 in the building.
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
What is going on? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion. What's going on?
Already. If they don't know what the Scorpion do, they're going to find out tonight. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I've been enjoying it. I came in super late. I was rolling, trying to get home so that I can catch the show. I mean, my phone was like on 8% and shit. And so I'm like rolling.
Oh,
okay. And my daughter, she has that little tracker thing on me. She already had the door open, so I just came on those stairs and got situated, and I came in on Miss Kimbrella, Miss Hurricane, showing her ass. Okay, so
like I said, and, like you came in, you probably heard me, but when Kim spit, everything behind her is gone. Like everything's gone. You probably heard me. Probably heard me.
That's
but,
how she
when
did.
Kim spit, when Kim spit, it's over.
That's how she did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so, yeah.
It was.
Appreciate you making it to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I was able to get in. Well, I ain't gonna hold you up. I'm gonna do this little piece and go and get on out your way.
That's what's up. I'm gonna let you do what you came to do. I'm gonna press mute. Like is
all right. My palate.
need to be satisfied. I have a crucial taste for you. Tongue curls making S swirls, tossing verbs and forming words sensually, seducing you seductively. I really need you in my mouth. My glands are salivating as you approach, tickling my lips with your sensitive tip, trying to coerce me to open up then suck. I taste your flavor of the day. So damn sweet. Swallowing your pineapple elixir, coating my throat. Now look at what you've done. You made me cream and my panties are soaked. Here, stuff them in your mouth right now. I like it when you slide your stiffness up between my breasts, tickling and tilting my chin. I got a taste for you, so allow me to taste you. I won't even give you a chance to think about some old mushy-ass romance. Take off them damn pants before you read some strict phallic punishment. I'll take your body like a bill collector. I'm talking straight garnishment. The mistress in me has been laying low for a while, but now I'm back. You better smile. That's enough. What if I wax your lips with some sweet and sticky honey delight? I'll have you so lost that you won't be able to tell if it's daytime or night. You really don't have a choice if you like it or not. I'm going to send your ass into such a sex shock. I'm about to take you on a ride to another place. You won't even realize that I've airlifted you up to subspace. I promise to bring you back down gently to reality so that I can continuously ride your face. I'm going to drill at my own will. You are at my mercy and there is no deal. This shit is some kind of real. You want to put me on Ripley's Believe It or Not? Shut the fuck up and give me that delicious, you know what. You like when I talk to you like that, don't you? But serious though, is your name Superman? Because I see that what I'm seeing has made you hard as steel. I can make you even harder and last longer than any little blue pill. Allow me to show you what's real. Play like you're walking the green mound and consume me as if I'm your last meal. Shit. I could even be your meal on wheels. Choose wisely because this is not Let's Make a Deal. Rubber baby. Because I like to watch you warm it up. I'm licking my lips because I certainly feel what's about to go down by looking at what is now standing up. Scorpion. And peace.
Hold up. You did not say to this man, smile. Now that's enough.
Yeah.
Look here. You're not going to come through this show and show out like you ain't just spit like that. Hold on, let me check on Joe. I gotta check on Joe right quick because that don't make no damn sense. Where is Joe?
Blame it on alcohol.
But was that an alcohol induced spit? No, yeah. No. Look here. And no. I got to bring in help on this one. Kim, where you at? Where you at? I know you heard this shit.
She told me to do this one too. I'm not gonna do that. Kim. She was like, "You better do it." I said, "Okay, damn."
Oh,
that's what happened.
Look, Kim, it's been your fault for so long that she come here and do this.
Came through and showed her entire ass. She know what she did. She know exactly. She said, hold up, but wait a minute. This is the one that took me out. She said, I'll take your body like a bill collector. I'm talking straight garnishment. What?
Talking what? Shit, man. Shit. What? On this piece. Joe, where you at? You all right, brother?
You all right, Joe?
Did you hear the tone? Did you hear the tone?
I heard the tone. That's the point.
Tone.
That's why I'm checking on Joe. That's why I'm checking. You know, Joe might not. He might not make it after hearing that. He might not even make it after hearing that.
I'm not sure. Serena,
you know,
like this?
You know what?
It's Kim's fault. It's Kim's fault. It's my fault. It's Kim's fault.
Oh, well,
you taught her how to spit like that, and then you told her to spit that. So.
I taught her the cadence too, the Southern swag. I taught her that too.
You think you fooling everybody with the New Jersey slang you got there, but you taught her the Southern the Southern stuff. Yeah.
Okay, is everybody taking witness to this? I just want everybody to witness what's happening on the stand.
You see how you always
it's
trying to
live.
Call people for help? Everybody
it's
on
live.
My side. I don't know who you're going to call.
It's
everybody knows.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Do you hear me? Lies and blasphemy. But Serena, that was,
let me tell
you something. Nobody does what they do the way you do it. I mean, you got a lane of your own that is just so fly. Like, you come through with that sassiness, that confidence, that wordplay, and it's just pure poetry. Like, I enjoy sitting back being a fan, listening to what you're going to come through with each and every time. But, man, that straight garnishment, I just need to know what be going through your mind when you come up with lines like that. Straight garnishment. What made you think of that?
Look,
I don't know.
The same way she owned her cadence.
I thought about garnishing some shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Yep. She owned that cadence like she owned the motherfucker she was talking about in this poem. You know what I'm saying? She owned that piece all the way around.
Too much. That was fly.
Wow, I appreciate y'all humble every time. I appreciate y'all so much.
You didn't
Thank
sound
you.
Humble when you spit the piece. I'm going to ask the brother in the piece if he's
no
humble because he thought he in trouble.
I'm about to go write some hymns. So I'm going to go write some hymns back to what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And Kim said,
I don't even believe it. Your hymn is probably like Pharrell's hymn. Y'all get it from the same book. You and Pharrell get y'all hymns from the same book.
My soul.
Yeah.
My soul.
Yeah.
See, look at you got over there.
Yeah.
Going in.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time, sister. Take your time.
I'm just
I'm about to pass out.
He hit me with the take your time, not the take your time.
Ooh, I need a fan.
Woo.
Yeah.
That was
Joe, you know what? Take the fan over there to Joe because I heard from Joe in a minute. I hit him in the inbox, everything.
Yeah,
I heard nothing from Joe.
I'm going to have to get the ladies with the white gloves.
Joe in the inbox. He ain't said nothing. Y'all need to check on Joe. Well, for real, we appreciate you always coming through to the show. You always show love. We have a good time with you. You got great energy. And, it's been a long time, so, you know, that you've been coming through. So, as always, we appreciate it.
I appreciate coming. I really do. I really do. Thank y'all. Y'all do a wonderful, amazing job. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
That is Serena, literally the scorpion tonight, because whoever was in that piece was in trouble. Coming through. Doing a damn thing, as always. Hope to catch you next show.
Thank you, will do.
Alrighty. We're going to go to the next caller here. Looks like we lost somebody. We're going to go to 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith Eric, Miss Kimbrella, the Hurricane Renee. This is C34 Music in Stereo.
Alrighty, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy anniversary. 3's the magic number.
Indeed, brother. We made it. I was surprised when I saw it pop up. I'm like, damn, it's really been 3 years. Yeah, bro. It's been moving.
Yes, it has. For all of you.
Already, man. We thank you for that, man. We know that you've been rocking with us for a while, been missing here and there, but for the most part, man, you've been steady on the show. And, you know, like I tell everybody, I just want to thank you for continuing to rock with us.
hey, I'll keep doing it. No problem.
All right, that's what's up. I know you've been enjoying the show. I know you've been hearing it. I know you're ready to add what you want to add to the show, man. So I'm going to let you do your thing or press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I can't be your fantasy man. I refuse to step to your levels of acceptance. Living vicariously through some man to fit your standards. These guys are following scripts and they are actors. That means they're so good they'll fool you into thinking that's what I can be. Putting coats over puddles in public to show how much I love you. Buying feminine products from the store with my chest puffed up. Offer my sensitivity when you feel weak by listening. I guess you think in this lifetime you own the hallmark of what a gentleman is. Someone who holds in his flatulence burps of manliness to make you happier. Someone who's dapper in fashion, serenading you with sappy songs. Sweep you off your feet on a white horse, like in Camelot. Rename me Lancelot and interrupt my basketball game as you start rambling about stuff I don't give a damn about. Sorry, but I'm happy being a Neanderthal with my ashy legs. I can't be tamed, and I'm challenging and passionate about tapping that. So I don't meet your stipulations and daydreams of a fantasy man. You'd be better off with a friend that's effeminate with a nickname of Alan Degenerates. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's C-34 music. It ain't a damn thing changed. In peace.
Here you come preaching again, man. Who done set you off again, brother? Damn. Well, y'all better leave this man alone, y'all. Need to leave this man alone.
Sometimes I just cannot be the superhero that they expect me to be.
Apparently. Shit, you let them know, didn't you? You let them know. That's what you come through every show, boy. You let them know, man. You come with it, brother. And I know you've been doing your thing with your music. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the public service announcement?
Yes.
Hey, you come with the PSA every show, brother. Every show. We know what you're coming to do. You're coming to let us know what's happening. But, yeah, man, we appreciate you always showing up, man. And hopefully you continue to rock with us.
Will do. Happy third anniversary. One love, one mic to both of you.
Already. And we have these callers on the mic. I'm going to go ahead and call them out. I'm going to try to make sure I get everybody on here. We got 279. We got 501-815-445. That's how I was going to go. Going to 279 in the building.
Oh, my goodness. I have missed you guys so much. I've been so busy this morning.
What is happening, ma'am? It's been a long time since you've been on the mic. What's happening?
Too long. Too long.
Already. Yeah, man, how you been doing?
Two babies since Poetry Fest, so I knew y'all was going to do that. Get out from on phone. They literally, I've been here quiet the whole time, and then as soon as y'all unmute me, they came up the stairs. But no, I've missed you guys. I got a 1-year-old now, in addition now, but she's one, just working. But I've missed you guys. I haven't stopped writing. I haven't been fitting as much as I would like, but I have not stopped writing. So
that's what's up. That's what's up.
Hi, Kimbrella.
Well, we look forward to what you
I
got.
Miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too. You know, where's your man at? We ain't heard him on here in a minute either.
He's at work. He's at work. Like, we've literally been switching off. If I'm at work, he's here with the kids. If he's here, I'm at work, or vice versa. You know what I'm trying to say? I didn't confuse myself. That's how
We've just been hitting it hard. We've been hustling. We're trying to get our stuff together.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You got to hustle. Got to hustle. Well, yeah, man, that's we appreciate cool. you coming through to the show. Like I said, it's been a long time. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Definitely. This piece is The Silent Pages of Financial Freedom. In a world that spins on an axis of dollars and cents, where wealth amassment somehow makes sense, they say ignorance is bliss. But who said that first? Those untouched by poverty immune to its curse? The education of finances glossed and glazed, a chapter untouched, our minds left unfazed, presented so dry like a desert in the sun. No surprise, it's ignored by everyone. Yet, a truth uncloaked, as stark as it is real, generational poverty, a spinning wheel, unbroken cycles, a dance never ending, work days bleeding, paychecks barely mending. We labor till dusk, toil till from dawn, yet never enough, always pond. Our blood, sweat, and tears seep into the earth, leaving us to question, what is it all worth? Shackles of debt, an invisible chain, a life of insolvency, a ballet of pain. Bankruptcy whispers an echo in the night, a battle we wage, a ceaseless fight. To keep a secret from the many, you put it in a book. In its hollowed pages, for sure no one would look. A tome of knowledge, unexplored, unmet. An irony, isn't it? The most significant threat. We never read. We never venture to find the keys to freedom hidden by design. The gems of wisdom, the silver lining in books quietly reside. To liberate generations, to disrupt the curse, break free from ignorance, reverse this verse. For each line written, a thought seed. Sorry, for each line written, a thought seed, an invitation to change where ambition leads. In educating ourselves, we can create a break, a chink in armor for our children's sake. We can alter the rhythm, change the dance, and finally give our generations a fighting chance. That's that piece.
Wow, look here. I got to ask you, have you watched the 1619 Project on Hulu?
Not yet.
You need to
Not
watch
yet.
That. You definitely need to watch because your piece, yeah, you hit that, you hit the hell out that piece. You definitely, it's on those lines where, you know, we got to recognize what we've done and what we haven't done, because we keep expecting things to get fixed outside of us, but it's on us. But yeah, not to
right.
to jump all into that, because I'll be here all day. You knocked that piece out. I appreciate you being on the mic. It's been a long time since I heard you, man. It's good to hear you.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to start coming back. I got to find a balance. I still write. But just getting on and being poured into and then been just, you know, life. So I'm kind of off balance and I miss this part of my life. So you guys are
Indeed.
Definitely me off.
That's what's up. We hopefully, you know, hopefully you can find that balance and come back through.
Definitely. Thanks, Ben.
All right. That's Moni Lau, the poet, coming through. Moni the poet, I said Moni Love. We got Lisa Lips in the building. It looked like her call got dropped, but, you know, she got able to get on the mic with Kim, so we're going to bring her in real quick. What's happening, Lisa? How you feeling?
Hey, guys. I'm feeling okay. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, the devil's playing with me tonight. He didn't want me to get on the mic.
Oh, we got you on, though. We got you on.
I found a way.
Indeed, indeed. That's what's up.
So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, this piece is called Peaches and Cognac. He said, I tasted like fresh peaches and warm cognac, favorite aphrodisiac. And he wants me for breakfast, lunch, and his midnight snack. And who am I to hold him back? So I'll continue eating fresh fruits and taking minted baths and drinking plenty of water so he can swim in my splash. I am his melanin queen and he my king black. And he has earned my devotion. And that's a straight fact, 'cause he's strong and comely and his skills are intact. And he sees to my needs both focused and abstract. So when he kneels at my throne, I put on my ski mask and prepare for his entry. He don't need to ask, 'cause he knows my bounty awaits his savage attack. As he opens my gateway, he inhales my cat, beholds her succulence and allows no distract. Shun from his penitence and my altar stack. He abides in his worship, studies long at his task, sends up prayers of thanksgiving, says I'm all that he asks, hides his face in my sweetness, his mouth be jammed back, no time for discreetness, because he loves my feedback, swims deep in the glory of my dripping dewlack, and swallows my treacle like its infant simulac. As his hunger is abated, he takes a step back and allows me to take kisses from my Venus flytrap. Now this story continues as I mount on his lap, slip his steel in my sheath, and begin the next lap. He loves it inside me, so my ass he does slap as he feels her constriction gripping tight on his back. The motions start slowly, building gravity toward fast. And I know that he's close now because he's harder than glass. He grabs on my hips and grinds deep in my past, as he knows I'm a feeling that throb when he blasts. Reaching under his beard with my hands, I do clasp on his throat and squeeze gently, as he likes it like that. As he reaches his climax, he throws his head back and roars as he blasts off and empties his sack. And I tighten my pleasure hold, gripping that fat, because feeling him throbbing makes my heart pitter-pat. He holds me in place till he finally goes flat and slips out my crevice. So I guess that is that. I'm lips. He's just in service.
Yeah. you sitting over in the ass showing section tonight, huh, with everybody else, because apparently everybody in that section got their ass out. This is the Keke Palmer portion of the night, everybody. If you did not realize, this is the Keke Palmer portion of the show. Y'all been showing y'all whole ass tonight. I don't know what's going on, but for real, that whole piece right there, talking about being serviced. Is that man alive? Is he okay? Shit.
Yeah,
that man, I don't know if he made it. I don't know if he made it over there. The way that poem ended, shit. Y'all showing all the way out tonight, boy. I tell you what. Kim, it's your fault. You brought her back on the mic. She was off the phone.
Hold on.
It's another ass showing on the show tonight. It's your fault.
Lisa, you coming through. Pam mics up. Homegirl came through. Listen, sis, I need you. Because, see, ladies, this is important, okay? She gave y'all some game if you wasn't listening. But I'm going to have her rewind. You know about how to keep your pH straight. You know the lines I'm talking about, Miss Lips. Give it to him. Give it to him. Hold on. Let me get back to it here. So I continued to eat fresh fruits and taking minute baths and drinking plenty of water so he can swim in my splash.
Come on now. Come on now.
You're going to have her repeat Miss Nasty Time. Okay.
grown.
But it ain't your fault that it's as that it's Kiki Palmer tonight.
I'm just saying, I have more appreciation for a woman that knows and understands the part she plays in all of this. If you want to get the ultimate experience, baby, ladies, you got to make sure you keep it together, okay? Yes. Yes.
And this has been Kimbrella Renee's Tim Talk on Keeping the Cat Clean.
Well, wait, Keith. You ain't have to hit us with the Kiki Palmer. Not the Kiki Palmer. Oh, God, that took me out. Man, you always come through. Thank you so much. Ever since you've gotten wind of what we do over here, you have been another dedicated, loyal fan who always shows us love. And I so appreciate it. It means so much to us. You could be anywhere else, but the fact that you take time to come over here and, you know, was so, you know, excited about getting on the mic. She let me know, sis, my call dropped. I said, I got you. Come on over. I got you.
All right. That's what's up. We try to get everybody in if we can. And we definitely appreciate you guys continuing to call in. Once again, Lisa, hopefully you make it to the next show. And your call will drop and we can just keep it moving.
All right.
All righty. That's Lisa Lips doing her thing, brought to you by Kimbrella. It's her fault. Cut her mic off so she can't say nothing. It's her fault. So we're going to go to the next caller. We got 501 in the building. Everybody know we got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to try to get the last three callers in here real quick. So don't hold it against us. We got 501 in the building. You are on the mic.
Oh, my bad. I'm monologuing like a villain, bro.
What's that, bro?
I'm about to go to the world that told him how to defeat me and everything.
Already. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
I'm about to help y'all. This Just Jay, man.
Already. That's what's up, man. Indeed. What's it, man?
I'm about to help y'all be rude. I'm about to go ahead. I'm ready. I got to go get it.
All right. Well, we'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate you, brother. Good to hear from you, Kimbrella. All right. This piece right here was a challenge to me. I don't normally do this genre of poetry right here, but they thought with the way that I do poetry, I'd be perfect for it. So they gave me the topic is what was it? Hottest Taboo. Diary entry, 69. Star date, the other day. She finally said yes, and I froze. But my maiden is really cool. And she took me by the hand and greedily and sloppily started sucking my fingers, blazing them, and told me to hold my fingers like this. Move them in and out like that, and encouraged me by saying, you are doing fine. Till her voice started to tremble with the tremors. I was honored and taken aback by her gentleness, her patience. Her joy was infectious. And then suddenly, she stopped breathing, stammering the words, not yet. As she slowly pulled herself back from the precipice, I cried inside. Because I thought this time I might lose her prematurely. With my hormones blazing, with my best energy visibly pulsating, did my ears deceive me? And then once again, please, can I just have the head? Her plea poured cement into my stalk, and with softness in my talk, I agreed sheepishly. And I brought my sizable member to bear in all its glory, throbbing and slopping at the mouth. But she sees the problem already, and she quenches the young fire by quickly giving it a skillful pop in her tongue and lips in one hard slurp. My rod awaited her orders in defiant submission. As my member kicked, jeered, and spat spittle because of her whims, coating her clit in my liquid, making her moan as she dipped the tip of my totem into her opening. As her opening began to start sucking, nibbling, and covering my head with spastic Kegel kisses. And our mouths also found joy in each other's intimate taste, stimulating my prey dribbles, drool, spew, forming a vaginal and pre-cum pool. I laugh when they say, only fools fall in love with natural lube, but we are smooth. Because to slide fully, two must be in harmony, in mind and body, so we started to grind. I asked her to rock and sway with me, now be we being back to front, moving like two waves across the ocean, looking for a shore to crash. Now slowly, baby, roll with me, and trust that there is no trickery. Your line I will respect. The head is the boundary, but I'm still pumping like a piston in a foundry, causing her canal to ache for my shaft. As I feel you start to cheat down the neck of my meat, and a slow whine to pop a cork, you grind that ass finer than confection of sugar. Baby, are you ready to wall climb and lose your mind as I bury this truncheon balls deep from behind? And just like a thief, you roll your hips deep into me, and I strike deep into you, and instantly taking your breath away. Talking gets replaced by shrills and shrieks and primal admissions, and then for you, everything goes silent, as you hear the picking of a lock deep inside of you, while you silently leap from peak to peak, because in the valleys, there is no mort. Petites. So you must glide, stretch and strive over the mountaintops with all that you have so that you can die a little. When the crest of the waves come closer together till we gain synchronicity and you explode and reality splits into a kaleidoscope of colors, and that's when I start to fuck long, deep, and slow, like playing an oboe, I'm coming to join you. As your nervous system fries and overloads, knocking your language offline. Meanwhile, my pressure is at critical. My reckoning is plowing from supreme angle. And your erratic kegels drive my meat deep into your body till my balls are slapping off your engorged labias and clit. As your glove twist and tug is giving me spastic grips and release, then I spray my gush, my seed, flooding your passage with me. And I stay with my package, leaving my willow inside of your basket till I simply fall limp and slide out of you, damn near at death, us like dogs panting, ears tingling, dots dancing, laughing, we made plans that we came together. As my cum leaps from out of your asshole. Baby, this was fun. Oh.
Yeah, so we're at the end of the show, so I got just enough time to say, just Jay, you're nasty. That's all.
Yeah,
I
mean. Man.
You're nasty. You talking about you don't write in this? You're nasty, bro. Yeah.
I'm going to have to take that one. I'm going to get out your way, too, man. Appreciate the room. Your brother, stay up. Mm-hmm. The show is banging, bro.
Already. Banging like your poem, apparently. But, yeah, appreciate you, bro.
What the hell just happened?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear anything except unmuted. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened. Everything just kind of got silent real quick.
I don't
either. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Gina Storm. I also have Mama Donna Reed Roberts here on the line with me as well. Mama Donna from the Small House of Poetry hangs out with me and Just Jay every other Saturday night at the Just Jay and Gina show. Just Jay, we can't be responsible for any pregnancies that took place during your poem,
But I wanted to yield the mic to Mama Donna first.
All right. Well, before y'all get started, just wanted to let you know we got about 7 minutes left in the show before this show will cut us off. Will cut us flat off. So if y'all want to do a little speed round to do your thing, handle your business. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Mama Donna, the mic is yours.
I am woman. Hear me roar in pain. My black-ass body is not my own. It belongs to everyone else. What the hell do you mean? Listen to this. A nigga can verbally assault and harass black women when she tells him no. My black-ass body is not safe in these streets. Any random nigga can tell me to shut the fuck up. If I don't, he can launch his fist at me, like he did that woman getting her food. Bitch, I said on my grandmama. Isn't that fucking rich? Using your black grandmother against a black woman because she stands up for herself? Black men on social media are mad because her 14-year-old son sent him to meet his grandmother. She should have shut her mouth. She could have left. So could that low-life piece of shit. My black voice is not my own. A racist cop can throw my black ass to the ground like they did this woman in California. Tell her to shut the fuck up, all because she was recording the arrest of her husband. Pepper sprayed her because she didn't like being abused. This is some bullshit. It was all because of a motherfucking cake. There was an outrage from black men for this atrocity. I guess the only time my voice is needed is in defense of black men. Black men, I have a question. Who will you stand up for black women? At any given time, my black body is subject to abuse, not just from white men, but by black men as well. The many domestic violence and the potential for homicide against my black body, beating me into submission because I think for myself, all because you fear my intelligence, black men thinking we are worthless without their guidance, trying to be black women's daddy. Do as I say. Don't talk back. Just how I tell you. Spread your legs. Take care of my children. Clean my house. Cook my meals. Wash my clothes. Work 40 hours a week. Pay half the bills. You can't deny my sexual advances. Your body belongs to me now, bitch. You can't leave me. You can't survive without me. That's what some black men think. My black-ass body is not my own. It belongs to everyone else. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
When Mama Donna speaks, I listen. So I gave her the mic first. I knew what she was going to do, and I was ready for her words. See, sometimes as black women, we're not seen as equal. We're not even seen. We're invisible, and that's a shame. But the reality is this woman wants to be seen, not just by anybody, but my future king. See, I'm searching for, seeking, and waiting to be receptive to the last man who will marry me, and I assure you, there'll be no hyphenated last names. I will take his happily. I feel like if he gets me, he'll get a good thing. I'm not out here just having this conversation with all of you because I love to have poetry. And on this 3-year anniversary, posthumously to Sister Taraji, but in real time, to Kimbrella Renee, who is a hurricane that I love you every single day. Keep there too. I need y'all to know that y'all my friends in poetry, rhyme, and crime, and I got to. I'm not going to come out here and set the stage on fire the way these other poets have done. No, I just want you to inspire, to know that there's something in your life that you can give. Put it on paper when you write with your pen. You type into your device if that's how you do poetry these days. That's all right. But the reality for me is every now and then I just have to go up the dome. This is where I feel at home. So I'm getting my Tina Storm on right now. And as a matter of fact, the only thing that I actually seek and I'd like to speak things into existence is that I am tired of being single. I'm looking for my equal. I don't want to be less than, nor do I want to walk behind. And I definitely don't want him to believe that my black ass is his and his playtime. No, I want him to speak love over my life, to make me know every single day that he's happy to be my husband the same way I would be to be his wife. I don't want to get wrong again, nor am I looking for divorce at the end. I'm seeking my happily ever after. I don't have the wisdom of Mama Donna, but I do this because I'm not just a storm. I'm sunshine on a rainy day, and that's not a disaster. In peace.
Well, y'all damn sure did the thing. I need Mama to come back one more time. Y'all make sure you bring her back to this show and let her do her damn thing, because y'all spitting. Y'all spitting.
Absolutely. We love her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, need her to come back. Need her to do her thing again so we can properly show her some love, because she definitely got skill and fit for this show. Definitely got that energy we need. So, you know, bring her back, please. We appreciate you coming to the show.
I got to say this to you so that you understand it. Mama Donna has only been a poet for a little over a year, so she's still brand new in the game. But she brings
hey, that's how I was when I came through, you know. All of a sudden, it was everybody thought
I
was been spitting for a long time.
You
and
were
been
young,
like,
you were grown up now.
Yeah,
right.
It was like I just came in the door, and everybody's like, "Oh, you've been writing for a long time. Like, this is my first poem." What you talking about? So
we
I feel you. When you dope, you just dope. You know what I'm saying? When you dope, you dope. It
Facts.
Don't even matter. Years don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all. Hopefully y'all both can make it back to the next show and we can get it in.
I love it. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody who came through. Looks like we lost for real. Hopefully, I was hopeful to get him in, but like he just called drop. Thank you for everybody who was still here, who was able to listen to the show, heard all the poets fit. You guys have been amazing. You guys can come back to the next show when we get it in one more time. This Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Love y'all. Hope to see y'all again. Be out.